So we're now going to talk about sort of a brief history of genetics. And I want to just give a quick little overview of where we've come from and then where we're headed. Classical genetics, which comprises chapters 14 and 15 in our current book, was founded by Gregor Mendel. And, you know, we all know about him. He came up with the basic laws of genetics. His work was first published in 1865. He actually, after doing his pea plant experiments, he wrote a little paper and put it in a little journal. He lived in what is now the Czech Republic, about 200 kilometers from Prague, which is the capital of the Czech Republic. And in this monastery, he did his pea plant experiments. And when he published this work, nobody really got it. It was very mathematical. Most biologists don't tend to be as mathematical. This is in the old days. These days, they can be quite mathematical. And I don't think they really quite understood his work. And so he really went unappreciated. And I say he's very much like Van Gogh. I think Van Gogh, when he died, had only actually sold one painting. And what's wild is if you think if Van Gogh were to come back today and see, you know, what his artwork, you know, can make, hundreds of millions of dollars for these paintings that he painted, I think he would just be blown away. Well, the same thing's true for Gregor Mendel, because when he died, you know, he was really an unappreciated genius. And his work was discovered, however, in 1900, 35 years later. And when it was, obviously, the people that rediscovered it credited him. So now he is really considered the father of genetics, one of the most important people in the history of science. Well, the other big, I would say, the other big moment in the history of genetics happened in 1953, and that was the discovery of the structure of DNA by Watson and Crick. And this sort of established what we call molecular genetics, and that's what our current chapters 16 through 20 discuss. And what's amazing is they made this discovery in 1953. You have to know, though, that DNA itself was really, the molecule itself was discovered in the 1800s, but really it wasn't known what it was used for or anything. But by the 1940s, it was pretty much figured out, and certainly by the early 1950s, that it was looked like it was involved in heredity. And so Watson and Crick wanted to figure out what the actual structure was. And when they discovered it was a double helix, well, they realized that structure leads to function, and you got this double helix that can unwind, can copy, and that's what a molecule of inheritance needs to be able to do. So that's really sort of the brief history of genetics, kind of giving you the overview. The first unit we're going to deal with is classical genetics. It'll be a very short unit, and then we'll spend a lot more time on molecular genetics. Okay, that's it.